Hollywood is still recovering from the writer's strike, and now it's looking at another big labor hurdle this Monday. That's when the contract for members of the Screen Actors Guild, or SAG, expires. SAG has been negotiating with the studios for weeks, and with the deadline coming up fast, there's no resolution in sight. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
It's not quite clear what will happen when the Screen Actors Guild contract expires, but actors will not be walking off the job. Television shows will keep filming, and as for movies, the studios already all but halted production some weeks ago, just in case it came to a strike.
No studio can start pre-production on a film when they don't know if actors are going to be available.
Michael Schamberg is a producer whose credits include Aaron Brockovich and Get Shorty. He has a couple of movies that are now stalled.
It's like a de facto strike in the sense that actors aren't working, but they're doing it in a way that doesn't give them any leverage on the studios.
In fact, SAG hasn't even taken the first step toward a strike. After weeks of unproductive negotiation, the union still hasn't asked its members to vote for strike authorization. That process would take 3 weeks and require approval from 75% of those voting. Entertainment attorney Jonathan Handel thinks SAG knows it can't muster that level of support, not while Hollywood is recovering from a writer's strike and the economy is bad.
What happens when the contract expires is that we truly enter this sort of netherworld where, on the one hand, you don't have a contract, but on the other hand, you probably won't have a strike either.
SAG is in a tight spot. Normally, it teams up with the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists to negotiate a deal with the studios. AFTRA is the smaller union that represents actors on many television programs. SAG handles movies and most scripted shows in primetime. Despite a long history of mutual antagonism, SAG and AFTRA have negotiated with the studios together for years. But this time, AFTRA broke away and made its own deal. Members are set to vote on it by July 8th. SAG's leadership says the AFTRA deal isn't good enough on a number of issues. Attorney Jonathan Handel.
Some of these are good points. Some of these are perhaps a bit much. But the trouble is that most of these are non-starters. SAG doesn't have any leverage left.
But SAG is trying. It's pressing members to vote against the AFTRA deal. And actors are split. Tom Hanks and Sally Field are backing AFTRA. Jack Nicholson and Sandra Oh support SAG.
It's a nasty little battle at this point between the two unions. But the net result is almost certainly going to be that the AFTRA deal will nonetheless be ratified.
If so, SAG will find itself isolated. The writers made their deal after a painful 100-day strike, and directors have a contract, too.
It's hard to see any other outcome for this than that SAG will cave.
Given the time required to prepare to shoot a movie, producer Michael Schamberg says it will take 3 months after a deal is made for cameras to roll again. The only consolation is his projects are unlikely to fall apart in the interim.
My competitors can't make their movies, too, so it's not like I'm going to lose anybody.
And since the writers have gotten back to work, Schamberg can continue to develop new material while waiting for the impasse to be broken. Kim Masters, NPR News.
And Ari, it's worth noting that AFTRA also represents employees at NPR.
That's right, but we are not involved in this negotiation.
And good to make that point.